Hey, so let's talk deep sleep. As you may well know, you need 1.5 to 2 hours of deep sleep every night on average to recover physically and mentally from whatever life is throwing at you. If you're not getting enough deep sleep, you will know about it because it feels like you're just not refreshed every morning when you wake up. You may even have slept 7 to 8 hours, but you just feel, Christ, not another day. It doesn't feel like you're ready for another day. You haven't recovered physically and mentally. Now, the best ways to get more deep sleep or obviously to set life up to prioritize your sleep. So get to bed at a decent time every night. Make sure your bedroom is set up for sleep, not too bright, not too noisy. Don't eat or drink stupid things too close to bedtime. But today I want to talk specifically about a few supplements that are out there, cheap and safe, not sketchy. You don't need to drive to Mexico or know the name of a guy who knows a guy to get these. These are freely available online on Amazon and eBay. There are a few deep sleep supplements that can help you get enough deep sleep on a regular basis to help you thrive and attack each day. Hey, this is Chris from the Men's Fitness After 40 podcast and the Over 40 Freaking Awesome blog. I hope you're keeping well, big fella. I must say thank you to those of you who have reviewed and sent feedback about the podcast. I really do appreciate that. It helps me know how I'm doing. It helps spur me on to keep these podcasts going, and it's also given me some great ideas for future podcast episodes. So please do keep that feedback coming. At the end of the episode, I would love it if you rated and reviewed the podcast also to help spread the word to other guys our age over 40, just trying to look after themselves a little bit better. The more ratings and reviews I get, obviously the more the various podcast apps start spreading the word and helping it show up in the search results for people looking for fitness podcasts for guys over 40, not buff 20-year-olds. So please do keep the ratings and reviews coming. I really do appreciate that. Now, until a couple of years ago, I was fairly clueless about the different types of sleep and also the importance of deep sleep. Things changed when I started to take a bit more notice of the data being spewed out by my Fitbit. Maybe you have something similar. Now, I was very intrigued by all this data when it came to light sleep and deep sleep and how much I was waking up during the night and stuff like that, to the extent where I started tracking the data automatically. I had a populating a Google spreadsheet every morning. Yes, my wife did roll her eyes a lot at this point. I tracked it for 6 months just to see if I could gauge what I was doing during the day in terms of activity and eating and drinking and stuff like that, and what effect that then had on the amount of light sleep and deep sleep I was having. I wrote up all the findings, as you do, and I published it online on medium.com, and that article has now had something stupid like 125,000 views, I think, and all sorts of comments and feedback and weird companies worldwide sending me sleep-related supplements and earplugs and eye masks. I love the free stuff, to be honest, so I wasn't really expecting all that, but I'm glad that I did all this research because now I know exactly what to do day in, day out to get not just enough sleep in total, 7 to 9 hours every night, but also specifically to make sure that I can get 1.5 to 2 hours of quality deep sleep every night. And during the 6 months of research, there were a few supplements that I experimented with to see if they were remotely useful. Now, none of these supplements were sketchy sleeping pills. They weren't kind of prescribed by a doctor. These are freely available online, very cheap, not sketchy or dodgy whatsoever. So there's 4 deep sleep supplements that I want to talk to you about today that can help you either on an ongoing basis, day in, day out, to make sure you're getting enough deep sleep, or others where if you're so sleep deprived, you need a bit of a helping hand, a couple of sleep supplements that can help you just for a few nights on a short-term basis, get enough deep sleep. So enough waffling. Let's jump in and look at the 4 deep sleep supplements that I found that worked for me. The first supplement then that I want to talk about is magnesium. Now, what's not to love about magnesium? It's a wonderful compound. It's freely available. It's cheap. And it also helps to regulate both your nervous system and your body's melatonin levels. Nervous system is important because maybe you find yourself sometimes lying in bed wanting to fall asleep, but you just feel on edge, a bit jittery. Magnesium will calm you right down, your limbs and your mind. Similarly with melatonin, melatonin is what your body needs to produce in order to feel sleepy, to nod off into sleep and then to get into a deep sleep. If your body doesn't produce enough melatonin, you'll find it hard to fall asleep and you'll also find it hard to get into a deep sleep. That's where magnesium can help too. Now, There's multiple compounds of magnesium available. Cast your mind back to chemistry class. There's things like magnesium oxide, or is it dioxide? Can't remember. You know what I mean, though? There's magnesium plus something else. So magnesium aspartate is the one that's in ZMA, which is zinc and magnesium and vitamin B6, which is a supplement that I've spoken about before. That's useful to you if maximizing your body's natural testosterone production is also important. You may also see online magnesium threonate, which has also been found to help with concentration the next day, as well as helping you nod off into a deep sleep the night before. And the new kid on the block in magnesium land is magnesium glycinate. And that leads us into the next supplement, which I want to talk about, which is glycine. Now, glycine is very similar to magnesium in the sense that it helps your body's natural melatonin production. You can take glycine on its own just as a powder in some water. I think it's 2 or 3 grams about half an hour before bed, just mixed in some water. But magnesium glycinate is a mix of the two. So that's magnesium plus glycine together. Those two supplements, either separately or together, help your body to naturally produce enough melatonin to fall asleep and get into a deep sleep. Just as a quick sidebar, I do want to mention the book that I've recently written. It's called The 4-Week Menopause Dodger. As the name suggests, it's a 4-week roadmap for how to build all the healthy habits guys over 40 need to thrive rather than survive and avoid the male menopause. So those are habits around sleep, as I'm talking about in this episode, but also boosting testosterone, sorting your diet out to lose weight, and getting onto a training program that you can stick to and make progress with without doing anything too crazy. So by all means, check the book out in the link I've put in the description for this episode. If that isn't working on your app, it's offacoach.com/book. So that's offacoach.com/book. It's ideal for you if you've been struggling to gain any traction in your efforts to look after yourself better. Also, I'm currently offering a free online one-to-one chat for anyone purchasing the book that will help you get your own specific questions answered about how to organize your own life, your own diet, your own training program, just to thrive again. So click on that link in the episode description if the 4-week menopause dodger sounds like something you could benefit from. The next two supplements I want to talk about take over melatonin production duties instead. So rather than helping your body naturally do it, these supplements say, okay, you're crap at this, let me do it. Bang, there's lots of melatonin. And this can be a helpful thing sometimes, like if you're trying to get over a period of sleep deprivation where you just need to catch up on sleep with a couple of proper hardcore long nights of sleep, or if you're trying to recover from jet lag. These two supplements are more useful for that. The first one is just melatonin. It's more like taking a hammer to crack a nut in the sense that you will then suffer a wee bit like you may do with normal sleeping pills the next day. You're more likely to take longer to actually come out of the crazy deep sleep that you've been in. You may struggle to get going the next day. You may feel drowsy, a lack of concentration, maybe some stomach upset too, as your body's trying to cope with the sheer volume that you've ingested. And then the final supplement I want to talk about does something similar. I want to talk about tryptophan, or it'll be called 5-HTP if you're looking for it in supplement form. Now, tryptophan is available in certain foods like milk and turkey. And that explains why as a kid, maybe you were given some warm milk before bedtime. That helped you feel sleepy. There was science behind that crazy idea that your mom had. Similarly, tryptophan is available in turkey. And you may remember a Thanksgiving dinner or a big turkey dinner afterwards, just feeling completely stuffed and you wanted to go for a quick snooze. That was the tryptophan, or possibly if you're like me, that was probably the 3 glasses of wine you had with dinner too. But that's a story for another day. Now, taking it in supplement form is obviously like having a mega dose again. And tryptophan, when you ingest it in a decent enough dose, boosts your body's serotonin production. Serotonin then in turn gets turned into our friend melatonin. Lo and behold, that's why it has the same effect as just taking melatonin. Having said that, it also has the same side effects that I mentioned when you're taking pure melatonin, because it's an awful lot at one time. Again, think of this hammer to crack a nut scenario. You're taking over melatonin production duties with a mega dose by having tryptophan or 5-HTP in supplement form. So you're much more liable to suffer the next day from drowsiness and the lack of concentration and just feeling like you're in a bit of a funk, still you haven't quite woken up. Both of these compounds shut down your body's natural abilities to produce melatonin, what we need to fall asleep and get into a deep sleep. By shutting them down, it makes you less likely to be able to do it properly by yourself ever again. So you're reliant on the melatonin or the 5-HTP, and you don't really want that. So let's look at what I would recommend you do on an ongoing basis when it comes to supplementation to make sure you get enough deep sleep. I would recommend that you take magnesium in some form on an ongoing basis. It's very cheap. It's very freely available, either online or in your local nutrition store. Take it either as magnesium glycinate. As I mentioned, magnesium and glycine are both great compounds for making sure your body's own natural melatonin production is on point. But also, if you take it as magnesium aspartate in ZMA, the supplement that has zinc and vitamin B6 in it too, that will also help you to regulate your body's natural testosterone production too. So it's a double whammy, I suppose. You're getting the testosterone boosting effects of zinc and vitamin B6, but also the sleep boosting effects of magnesium. So either magnesium glycinate or ZMA on an ongoing basis is a great idea. When it comes to the other two compounds, the 5-HTP, tryptophan, or melatonin, those are maybe things to have in your locker if you ever need them, I suppose. It's not something you want to rely on, but by all means, it's not dangerous as long as you don't keep on taking it for weeks and weeks and weeks. We don't want to rely on those compounds, but keeping them for as and when you need them is fine too. So that was my lowdown on a few supplements that you can take to make sure you're getting enough deep sleep. As I said, deep sleep is vitally important for guys over 40 to make sure that we're regulating our metabolism and our testosterone production overnight, but also just recovering mentally and physically from what life is throwing at us. Deep sleep, vitally important. So pay some attention to that, please. Thanks again for listening. Please do rate and review. I really do appreciate that. Email me, chris@offacoach.com, with any questions you have at all. And remember my book, The 4-Week Manopause Dodger, at offacoach.com/book. If having an exact roadmap for how to be in a position in 4 weeks' time where your sleep problems are solved, testosterone is increased, diet's fixed, and you're on a sustainable, doable workout program, if that kind of thing sounds like what you need, by all means, check out the 4-Week Manopause Dodger book. And remember, you get that free one-to-one chat with me to help you stay on track too. Anyway, take care of yourself, mate. Stay in touch. Chat soon.